Hello, friends of Open Hand. Great to see you. If you're tuning in, as always, give me a thumbs up, a like. Tell me what part of the country, what part of the world you're tuning in from, because this is a grand brother sisterhood all around the planet, joining hands, connecting up on these amazing, challenging, enlivening alchemical times. At least that's to me what this ridiculousness of the shadow side, the grand charade, is reflecting back to us. You see people are tuning in. Nice to see you, Jean. You're the first one. Kellyanne, great. Great to have you tune in. Yes. How this grand charade is offering a tremendous opportunity to reflect back to us who we really are. It's the inverse mirror. And it's showing us as well where the attachments are, where the 3D hooks are. Welcome to everyone else tuning in. Nice to see you. Where the 3D hooks are, yeah? Where is it you contract down? Where is it you go into fear, tighten up, doubt, all this kind of stuff? Where is it that you buy into the naysayers and you can't do, shouldn't do, the vaxxers, can I say, you know, where is it that you buy into that drama and have it define, dictate to you who and what you are internally? Remember that this is all about consciousness. This that appears hard and solid and relatively fixed actually is mostly often fixed by our perceptions of it. And that's it, really. Our perceptions of the world, and I'm going to come on to share with you an exact definition point, example of what I mean there, in terms of what happened leading up to and through our tremendous Divinicus retreat over in Mexico, the build-up to it, what we experienced, and then subsequently. I had three names for this live stream. One was Rise of the 5D Human, because that's what this is ultimately all about. One was the Great 5D Escape, which no doubt those of you tuned into the vlog will understand why. I didn't go with that name because I didn't want people to be confused that I was saying that somehow we're going to escape the planet. No, no, it's to escape, to transcend the charade. And speaking of which, the third name, for very good reason, I was going to call Paper Tigers. What do I mean? What do I mean by that? Let's explore what paper tigers are and what they make us do, what they make people do to consciousness on the inner. As ever, this is a connection. I can feel you. I can feel you out there. This is a connection of brothers, sisters, kindred spirits, way showers, pathfinders, mavericks and misfits across the globe. We are having a profound effect. Never doubt that. You can see it. You can see things beginning to transform. If you look past what is being presented, you can see things beginning to open up. I know we're not out of the woods yet. I know we're not out yet, but the light is shining through the trees, right? And we can connect up around the globe, feel the field, connect with each other, kindred spirits, and really amplify the vibration. And likewise, open bridges to those in the dimensions and the ether who've come to support us from across the cosmos, the Pleiades, Arcturus, Andromeda, Sirius, Orion, Draco, you name it. Those who've come here recognize the misalignment that's gone on and want to support, help, the realignment. Those then who've come across from the cosmos, the higher dimensionals, the angels, they're all here to work with us. The fairies, I've got fairy portals in my garden. The mushrooms are sprouting again. So they're all here to support us. We just have to open up I would say believe. Don't believe anything that you don't experience, but be open to the experience and the possibility. And if you can feel my enthusiasm for it at least, and other people's, then let that stimulate an inquiry, enthusiasm in you. Look, feel, explore the truth, not the illusion. And let the truth illuminate your path, because pathways of 5D pathways are unfolding. So for a few moments, let's just close our eyes and connect. Imagine we're joining hands around the planet. As you inhale up, steady and gentle, opening, softening, relaxing, no tightness. Let all tightness go. Tightness is the doorway to greater expansion and opening. So where you feel it, work into it, let it go. Here's your doorway. Open up through it, the abdomen. Solar plexus. Softening, unwinding, expanding, opening up the heart. Open to the beauty of the planet, of Gaia, of nature, of authentic being and alignment, kindred spirits. Open your heart. Feel the connection. Feel it infusing now all around us, with us. Come up into the throat. Open, unravel, unwind. No point withholding your truth anymore. Let it come forth. Let it express through you. As you do, sense of separated ego and identity, the fear of identity, break down, dissolves. So you're coming up through the throat, into the head. Inhale, expand out. Big opening. Big opening. And the feeling of higher dimensional connection, of being clear, only that which has your highest interests and all, and that of all sentient life at heart, only that energy. Arcturians, Andromedans, Pleiadians, Orions, Sirians, Draconians, angels, higher dimensionals, and also a group we brought back from Mexico with us, the Mayans, the 5D Mayans. How might they help us illuminate the pathway in our lives right now? How can their shared experience help ours? Let's explore. Exhaling down, just letting your higher self permeate through, soften through, all the way down. So you're sitting, embodying the light, here and now, connected, tuned in, illuminated, feeling our brother sisterhood all around the planet, connecting with nature too, all sentient life. And when I invite you to open the eyes, do so, but stay with a good balance of your attention internally, so you can pick up the vibes, the activations that might happen, that are ready to happen. So staying internal, softly, gently opening the eyes. Thanks for tuning in. I can feel such a lovely vibe rippling through us all. Beautiful. So So we just got back from Mexico Divinicus. We run it once, twice a year, one terrestrial, one online. What a fabulous experience it was on so many different levels. And it feels like it timed itself, it caught an opening. Remember back in April, those who tuned in, I said that I felt we had a 6-month window to really open up through the lockdown in order to push back on the various bogus measures that have been introduced in the name of COVID. And but how serious that is too, of course, because it's curtailing everybody's freedom and livelihoods at the same time, right? And it felt important to test that by going to Mexico. And to open up, to bring light through, because that's how we channel it. You know, channeling the light isn't about just distancing from it all and extraction, yes, but by transcendence, passing through, because you're here, we're here for a reason. You know, we have karma to unravel. Individual karma, group karma, genetic karma. Just this week, I could feel a huge amount of reshaping around the head, the various genetic changes that have gone on in the past to expand, to reshape the skull. Wow. So for 2 or 3 days, I was in quite a lot of discomfort, the feeling sense of that, as I was communicating through the work down through genetic karma. So you've got to have all of these curious things going on in this shift. And that's why it's important to stay attentive, it's important to tune in, and it's why I felt essential to instigate international travel within the Open Hand community and to demonstrate the possibility of that. We are mobile creatures, mobile beings, nomadic beings. At least I feel that inside of me, the sense of adventure. We would move with the seasons, we would move with where the abundance was. That's our nature. And it's our inalienable rights. So it felt important to go there. And that's why I called it the Great Escape. But it wasn't the Great Escape from the planet. It was the Great Escape from the lockdown, from the shutdown. And that seemed to coincide, that has coincided with what feels like a big opening on the planet too. When we got back a couple of days later, 29th of May, was the World Freedom Day. And I estimate by looking at the videos, I didn't get the chance to go myself, I'd only just arrived back. But I estimate that from the videos of what took place in London, for example, there must have been something like approaching 1 million people in the streets of London. They were just everywhere, phenomenal, tremendous, peaceful, loving, joyful, vibrant, challenging, pushing, you know, marching to the Houses of Parliament, not burning it down, but challenging, marching to the BBC, you know, the propaganda that's being put out. And speaking of which, you know, almost 1 million people marching through the streets of London, you think that any self-respecting media organization would at least talk about that, right? Yeah, right. So you got one small newspaper talking about some kind of march in London. Nothing on the BBC. Nothing in the mainstream. Doesn't that show you how ridiculous and bankrupt the whole system has become? Wow. Shocking. Shocking. But it's also incredibly positive, you know, that many people can challenge the narrative and come out and see beyond the veils, see beyond the charade, you know, and what that's initiating, the movement, the feeling of energy that just won't be suppressed. Wow, tremendously inspiring. So that was something which was amazingly uplifting when we came back. Phenomenal. I did have doubts about going. Yes. I did have doubts. I wondered if I preempted things too soon. I did have these concerns, these thoughts. I mean, you know, I think that is a part of being a 3D being. You look at the rigidity of the 3D, the apparent rigidity of it, and now amplified by the pandemic, by the measures. You look at it and you know in yourself your higher spiritual capacity and awareness and manifesting capability, and yet you see the rigidity and the density, and it does cause, it can cause a degree of internal friction, which I can call doubt. You know, and if you let that wave come back to you, it stops you from taking action. And that's what we need to be really careful of as well, that we aren't just listening to the naysayers, the doom and gloomers. The system itself, which is using smoke and mirrors to control us. And this is what I mean when I speak of paper tigers. So before Mexico, I had these doubts. And I asked, I said, look, show me if I'm meant to do this. You know, people were dropping out. We had the course was full, the retreat was full, and then people were dropping out because they had heard of the various measures of quarantining and all this kind of thing, and so they were pulling out. And I wondered, maybe it isn't the right thing to do. Show me. The one thing you can do when you're a little unsure, show me. But you have to step into it, you know. It's not about just laying back and saying, right, show me. It's like, where does my soul want to go? You have to step into it and the universe will meet you. And this is also a big part of being the 5D being. You have to step through the 3D and the higher dimensional will meet you. So I said, show me. And I said, look, I get loads of signs of synchronicity. It's bloody beautiful, right? But I want to see some boots on the ground, right? I want to see some boots on the ground. That's how I phrased it. This was on Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening. So the next day, I went out to a favorite place where I like to have a coffee ceremony and meditate and look out over what's known as the Glastonbury Zodiac, or one key sign of it. It looks out over this beautiful terrain, and it's a highly energetic center. And when you're fasting and drinking a coffee, it's like, whoa, yeah, here we are, tuned into the cosmos. So I'd asked, boots on the ground, please, no messing around. I want it unequivocal. So I showed up to my usual site, and there was a car parked in it, right? But it was a car I recognized. And it was a guy I'd met maybe two or three times during lockdown. And this guy turns out to be from the SAS, Special Air Service, Special Forces. And sure enough, he was running up the hill, bloody big log on his shoulders, as what he tends to do, with his boots on, and getting to the top doing press-ups and sit-ups and all this kind of thing, in the rain, okay? Yeah, a bit crazy. But there was my answer, you know? Special Air Service, I call it Special Angel Service these days. Special Angel Service, boots on the ground. And as the guy came back, you know, and we met, and I, you know, told him about what I was experiencing and the challenges and what was going to happen, what was going to take place. And he just reflected exactly the right energy. Who dares wins, right? Who dares wins? That was the energy that was reflected back to me. And I could feel it building and yeah. No matter what, we're going to make this bloody well happen. So that was the energy going through Heathrow Airport at Terminal 5, and it felt pretty terminal because there was practically nobody there. I mean, think about this. You know, one of the biggest airports in the world, and no one flying because of what? Because of rules and regulations, bogus rules and regulations? Is that why people aren't flying? Well, I understand it. You know, bless her cotton socks, Tilly Budd, our community connector. She had to go through reams and reams of web pages to get through all the legalese that they've written in relation to this bloody coronavirus act. Pages and pages of the stuff to find the exemptions that we could exploit. Yes, exploit, to punch bloody holes in, right? Because it's all a facade. And I'll tell you how big a facade it is. Of all of the people who have been arrested in the UK the last 14 months for transgressions of this hideous act, you know, a grandmother walking a dog in the park, right? You know, daring to walk down the street in a group, you know, or opening your shop for business. Of all of the various people who've been arrested and the videos we've seen and the front page news about this, that and the other and people getting fined and everything else, 10-year prison sentences and all this, do you know how many people have actually been prosecuted? Not convicted. Do you know how many people have been prosecuted under that act? Zero. Big zero. Yes. Big zero. All the cases have been dropped because the police are so bloody confused about the act, and they don't, and they're making mistakes in what they offer the tickets in relation to. Zero. Zero people have been convicted. And yet here are people wondering, worrying about whether they can go to Portugal or not and coming back, right? I'm in day 8 of quarantine. How many days have I been shut up, locked up in this apartment? Zero. Yes. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all paper tigers. And they're getting people to police themselves, police each other. Now look, if there was something really serious, if there was some virus we were passing from person to person and we really needed to do this, well, I would respect it. But think about the craziness of it for a moment. You know, viruses are airborne. They travel around the bloody planet, right? They don't get to Britain or America and somehow say, oh no, we can't go there because it's quarantined or they're locked down, so we're not going to go in. You don't get the Nepal virus, the Indian virus, the Timbuktu bloody 2 virus coming along and somehow being able to figure out that it doesn't enter Britain, right? Come on. Come on. How long are we going to tolerate this bullshit? How long are we going to do it? Well, fortunately, more and more people are saying no longer. I have inalienable rights to freedom of movement and expression. I have that, and I'm going to express it. Yes. I may lose the odd battle. That's okay. We're here for the long term. We're here for the duration. We're here for to win. Can I say that in spiritual circles? To win the war, which is the natural emergence of 5D human consciousness, because that's where this is all leading. And we need that. It's like we've manifested that crazy shadow just to say, look, look, have you tired of this yet? Can you see who you are not yet? Can you see that? Okay, there is, you know, I have a kind of, you probably feel it, a kind of vibrancy with me about it. And there's another side of the coin, there's a sadness too, because a lot of people are being, you know, being gullible with this and taking the jab and all of this kind of stuff. Of course, millions of people are. Wow, and that is, you know, especially if you're in a family when someone has acquiesced to that. Wow, that's big stuff. That's big news, you know. And you're getting a lot of pushback. A lot of people having pushback. Why aren't you taking it? What's wrong with you? You're crazy or you're some kind of, you know, conspiracy theorist or something like this. And so there's all of that coming. And I do feel for that situation, that dynamic, you know. But don't let it stop you. When you see all of this, don't let it stop you. You know, right now, I was reading an alternative news site only yesterday that the likelihood of people who've had the jab of being able to fly is diminishing because of the risk of blood clots. The aircraft companies are talking about stopping people from flying who've had the jab. This is what I'm reading. I don't have no way of corroborating whether it's true, but this, I can feel, sense the truth in it. You know, there's going to be a complete juxtaposition as we go forwards in the months ahead, probably in the autumn. So what I mean is, stay in your truth. Stay in your truth. Don't be persuaded from it by the external and the objectors and the naysayers. You know what's real. If you're tuning into the sight, you're tuning into Open Hand, you know what's real. Go with it. Take your reflections from those who can really resonate with you and let that amplify. When I was in, it reminds me of when I was in Mexico. And on one of the last days, I went to visit the ruins in Tulum, the Mayan ruins. And some of you may have seen the video. Powerful sight, powerful experience. And I felt a very, you know, alchemical connection to the 5D Mayans, the Mayans who had passed on. You know, there's quite some story, some history about what actually happened to the civilization, that it broke down very quickly in the centuries 800, 900, the 8th and 9th centuries, that it broke down at that sort of time. And I felt this separation of those they'd left behind, and I felt the grief, the sadness that they had, the ones who had passed on. And yeah, it's real, you know, it's real. But this is the forging of you. Each chooses their own path. You know, we've been making the Iconic documentary, which is due out in August. And one of the things we looked at was how, you know, people at a soul level are choosing to go the way of the harvest. And let's be clear, because that's what it is. This is the harvesting of souls into a collective, just as was portrayed in The Matrix, the film The Matrix. So some are choosing, for whatever reason they have at a soul level, to go that route. Plenty are doing it unconsciously, but some are choosing. If that's their choice, if that's what they're expressing, that's up to them. All we can do is shine the light. All we can do is integrate 5D beingness and resonate that. And that's the strongest antidote we've got. That's what's going to encourage anyone to step onto the path. When they see you and they feel the vibrancy and the energy coming off you, that's what's going to inspire them to want to change and follow a route which serves their higher good too. So to me, the Mayans were demonstrating, you know, we've done this before, this has happened before. You're not alone in that. You know, there's an empathy for the situation that we're in. So it felt like that was highly supportive and encouraging and illuminating of what we might be transitioning through. And the crucial thing, not to let it stop us. Not to let it stop us. And so it is the emergence of the 5D being which we're really talking about. But in terms of great escape, well, it's the great transcendence. You know, it's seeing, allowing these triggers that the falsehoods, like the paper tigers that I've talked about, you know, the illusion that keeps you locked in, that keeps you making the same choices about yourself and who you think you are, and that you can somehow be constrained. Yes, maybe in some ways, maybe. I'm saying maybe. I'm not saying automatically, because, you know, we challenged all the different possibilities about, you know, working within or through or breaking holes through the guidelines. And we've succeeded. We've succeeded. There are ways to do it. But you have to be with an open mind when you approach these things. Don't see, you know, the pushback and then immediately see black clouds and think there's no way through. Look for the way through. There are ways through. And so what you're seeing in this is the dynamic between the old Homo sapiens and the 5D being, which I'm given to call Divinicus. You're seeing the boundary between the two. The boundary is being activated in all of these interactions in life on the planet right now. And so we have to be internally attentive to those triggers and embrace them when they come up. And that's absolutely crucial. You know, a good start to the journey of becoming the 5D being is meditation, of course. A good start is to refine your diet. A good start is to connect with nature. But this is only the beginning. Only the beginning. There are plenty of people at Everest Base Camp right now making a lot of noise, but very few people climbing the bloody mountain, right? It's a tough climb. And that climb happens in all the daily interactions. It's not the meditations, it's not the diet, it's not connecting with nature. These are things that get you to the base camp, right? These are things that connect you and get the energy moving, but then you have to work with the energy that's coming through. And that's the only thing going on. We think we have these challenges in relationships, in family, in how you live, work, and what you do, whether you should go to Mexico or not for a retreat. It's not just a retreat. It's never just a retreat. It's never just a course. It's never just a connection. It's never just a. When you find yourself thinking it's just a, it never is, because there's a deeper significance. There's an interplay of your consciousness in that dynamic. And you have to be attentive to yourself and the internal dynamic to see where the triggers are, where the contractions are. Then ask yourself, why? Why am I afraid of speaking my truth? Why am I afraid of taking this step? Why am I afraid of not doing X, Y, Z? What is it? So I hit the trigger, I feel it. If I'm honest with myself, and that's the next part of this dynamic, can I be honest with myself? Can I be honest with myself that, well, shit, yeah, you know, I've identified, I've let the pushback constrain me. Why? The key thing, don't judge yourself. Don't beat yourself up, but be honest. Yes, yes, I've let it constrain me. Yes. Zero prosecutions, COVID prosecutions in the UK. Yeah, how much have our lives been constrained by that? How much? So where are the triggers? No, I can't go to my favorite beauty spot. No, I can't meet in a group of six in my house. Oh, come on, come on. No, I can't walk down the bloody high street, right? So where are these triggers? Where's the tightness? Because this is where consciousness is identifying. That's where you become Homo sapiens again, not Divinicus, not the 5D being. So this is where it's truly made. It's like meditation, absolutely fundamentally essential. Meditation, body work, diet, nature, everything very essential. But they provide the fuel. The energy starts to run. But how, what do you do with it then? That's the crucial thing. And it's not now and again. It's every single moment until you're doing it all the time. And you may say, well, hang on a minute. I've got the bills to pay. I've got a roof to put over my head. I've got the family to feed. Again, you're informing yourself. You're telling yourself that you're Homo sapiens. You're telling yourself that you're rigid and fixed within that dynamic. Look. In a given amount of time, not very long from now, that's going to get blown away. All of it, because of this convergence of cyclical factors. So why do I continue to allow that to constrain who I am? The one thing that is going to help you and those that you can help mediate out of this is your 5D self, because that's what we're coming to. That's what we're emerging to. That's what this great realignment is all about. There's nothing else going on. It's all illusion. There's nothing else going on. And the intervention is purposefully trying to distract, and doing a very good job of it, purposefully trying to distract, to stop people looking within. You know, with social media, with all of the various machinations that are going on across the planet, this variant, that variant, you name it, the Timbuktu bloody variant, you know, whatever, to distract people from this, because this is where we make a daily, moment-by-moment choice. This is who I am, this is what I feel to be, and this is where I'm going to go, no matter what, no matter what. That's what it takes. That's what it takes to climb this 5D mountain. You can do it. You can do it. You would not be tuning in here if you couldn't. But you have to commit. You have to stare the paper tigers in the eyes as well and blow them away. You have to be prepared to look at that and do that. And that will be the forging of soul, aligned soul through all of this. We need to stand strong, stand tall, stand long in all of this. And as we do, we will anchor the light. We anchor the light here and now. And the rest unravels, unpeels off us, off the planet. That's the shift. That's what this is all about. It's right there for us. It's right there for us, but we have to commit. With that in mind, I'd like to share with you a meditation, which is about the opening into the higher dimensional self, working through the dimensions, letting go of some of the key self-judgments and projections, identifications, and letting the light of the soul mediate, infuse through. And that's a big part of the open hand work, especially the Divinicus work. Okay, so let's begin sitting comfortably and just inhale up, hold, exhale down, witnessing. Bring yourself to the back of the spine, base chakra. Inhale, exhale through the physical. So you're breathing out through the physical body. Now often physical is a judgment of an experience. And therefore a limitation. I limit myself because of my judgment of what physical apparently means. Yet what if it was just energy, just an experience, just another pure experience? So now as you inhale and exhale through the physical, letting it be softer, more malleable, wave-like. Feel the sense of that. Let it soften, let it unravel, let it unwind. Now imagine the physical is the lower part of the body from the just below the sacrum down. There's the physical plane now. So that's the physical density, the physical plane. Inhale, exhale, there it is below you. That's the physical world. The earth, so to speak. Soft, malleable, more wave-like. Now come up the back of the spine to the sacrum, inhale, exhale. We're on the plane of emotions now. Plane of emotions, water. I can feel some anxiety in the group. What might that be about? Maybe it's about others who've acquiesced to the drama. Maybe it's anxiety about what you feel like you need to commit to. Anxiety is a good thing, actually. Two sides of a coin, one side or the other side is adventure. Adventure. Adventure is stepping into the unknown. That's what makes it adventure. If you knew what was coming, it wouldn't be adventurous. But when you step into the unknown, then what tends to happen is there's an activation of awareness and alertness, because you don't know what's coming next. And that activation of alertness can cause a contraction and anxiety. Like the adrenal glands, for example, can go into overdrive. So the key is to work to, shall we say, reframe the experience to soften the anxiety and experience instead adventure. Inhale, exhale onto the plane of the emotions. Unravel the anxiety and feel the sense of adventure. What's calling you now? What's calling you forth? Out of the old comfort zone. Into the unknown. Into the unknown where the new aspect of you is to be crafted. Let that become adventurous, exciting. The prospect of new horizons and landscapes. Inhale, exhale, feel the sense of adventure. Come up the spine, back of the solar plexus, plane of lower mind, inhale, exhale. And this is where the paper tigers are. The illusions that we buy into, the conditioning, the programming. Imagine this like a ball of yarn, black yarn, whatever color you choose to see. And on this ball of black yarn, there is one thread. The thread I'm seeing in the world right now is called Fauci and his emails, and how this is exposing the charade, and how when we pull on it, the whole thing just unravels. The whole charade, not just the bigger picture of the pandemic, but our investment in it. The paper tigers, blow them away, unravel the knot. Let it unfold, that clarity of light and vision and commitment and courage. The courage of the tiger. Let that come through you on the plane of the intellect. Feel the opening. Feel the expansion. Now come up the spine, back of the heart, inhale, exhale. Expand out. Now we need to call in some support, some help, to help us see the way through, illuminate the pathways. Boots on the ground. And the 4D through the heart. This is the bridge. The bridge we open into higher dimensions. So from this place, feel yourself opening to higher dimensions. Those that can support you, serve you, help you, work with you from across the cosmos, wherever they may be. Pleiadians, Arcturians, Andromedans, Sirians, Orions, Draconians, Mayans. Whoever has the aligned interests, your highest interests, and that of the planet at heart. Connecting with them now. Let's breathe them down. Let's ground them. Let's be the bridge, the anchor for these energies that can work to uplift the planet. Let's be that now. Come up to the back of the throat. Inhale, exhale. Expansion through. Now this is often the final barrier, the final gateway into higher dimensional beingness. And that is where we confine ourselves to identity. We believe in the limitation. It's the last barrier. We don't speak our truth often about who we are. This is very limiting. When you speak the truth about who you are, the universe responds to the truth. The universe gathers around the truth. Expressed truth is the creator of reality. If you're continually suppressing yourself, you're suppressing what you're able to create. And right now, we have a golden opportunity to create from 5D. So be that 5D being. You don't have to be brash, grandiose. You don't have to be any of that. But you can still stand in your truth, unreserved. Inhale, exhale, let it come through the throat. Let it expand out. Feel your 5D beingness connected to the 5D crystalline grid. Breathe it in. Feel your connection. This is where I felt the minds. Back of the third eye now. Inhale, exhale. It's where your core beingness emerges from. And if you're ever wondering what step to take, really you're looking for the next expression of authentic beingness. Open the third eye. Ask, show me. See the reflections coming back. What is your attention guided to? What are you shown? What comes back to you? And then embody that sense of beingness. Embody it. Let it permeate down, and then it will express into the world. Maybe it's time to be the real tiger. Or whatever you see, whatever reflection comes to you. Now coming up to the crown. Inhale, exhale. Feel the opening, feel the expansion. You're now into the vortex, the spontaneous creativity of the vortex of the universe. Trusting in the infinite creative power, spontaneity of flow, allowing that, embodying that, bringing it down, bringing it in. Trusting in that. Now, as you inhale up to the crown, just exhale down to about the heart, the level of the heart. Bring that energy down. Feel it embodying. Now, whenever you have a challenge out in the world in your life, you're wondering how it's going to resolve, this is how it resolves from your aligned energy. You are infinitely creative or powerful when you are in your authentic vibe, when you are in this embodiment, which we can call the Merkaba, and that connected with the emergence of the new 5D paradigm, which is taking shape. Inhale up, hold, exhale down, down to the heart. And hold it there. Inhale up, hold, exhale down, down to the heart. Hold it there. Gently, softly, opening the eyes and yet getting used to being attentive internally as you look out. So here we are. Here's the golden opportunity of our times. But we have to commit. We have to commit to the path on a moment-by-moment basis. Three stages to Divinicus. One, opening up to the higher chakras, opening up to the divine, the flow. First stage. Second stage, purification, inner purification, especially the lower densities, physical, emotional, mental, and the karma. Stage three is activating, embodying the Merkaba, the spirit light body, a part of that. Activating, embodying that. Becoming it here and now. And that's what this work is really all about. That's the focus. That's what we're helping bring people toward. These are phenomenal times. We keep saying them, but they are. And I think this window now, where are we, June, between June and end of August, wow, some powerful months, there's an opening going on, there's a challenging of the lockdown in a very positive way. A lot of people realizing themselves, beginning to realize the soul and the sovereignty through that inquiry, that illumination. A lot of people realizing that. But that's the beginning. That's the beginning. It's the impetus, the spur that drives us forwards. And then where are we going from there? Where are we going? And this is the shift, the movement, the ascension that we're coming to, that's being invited. So we got some highly alchemical times ahead of us, especially these next 3 months. Make the most of this time. And not only will we embody, uplift ourselves, but everyone around us. That's the most supportive thing we can possibly do. And we've got some tremendous things going on at Open Hand through the next 3 months, if you feel to get involved. We've got Divinicus coming up soon, next week, week today. We've crafted the terrestrial course, put it online so more people from around the world can come. It's going to be powerful. It's going to be very transformative, tremendously so. So some places left on that if you want to come along. We've got all the facilitator work happening, starting at the beginning of July, if you feel that's a pathway for you. And we've got Avalon Rising at the beginning of August, and I think there's going to be a really powerful announcement we haven't made for that yet. So keep tuned for that. I can't announce it at this moment because it's not fully landed, but something pretty special is going to happen that we haven't really announced. So that feels two movements converging. So that's going to be fascinating to see what that's all about and how that defines shifts that are going on during this window. Enjoy the summer, but don't sleepwalk. Don't just sunbathe. If you're going to sunbathe, do it consciously. But make the most of it. Make the most of it. You know, here's a time when things are opening up, you can go out. You can go out into nature. You can connect with friends more. You know, you can travel. Do it. Do it. Challenge the paper tigers. Travel and feel that sense of adventure and excitement and movement. Do it. And let the energies come through you and embody them. And that'll ripple around the world. You know, that's going to uplift our lives. That's what we need to be doing now. That's the what brings Divinicus alive in you. You know, certainly did for us. We traveled to Mexico and came back. It's certainly inspired so much since then that I'm so grateful for the experience and those who managed to tune in with us. Let's stay connected these tremendous times. Let's stay connected. Let's keep supporting one another, keep reflecting, resonating to one another. Let's tune into the kindred spirits, you know, not the naysayers, the doubters, the people who would push you back. You know, this is your true family. This is your true family. The one that is helping you emerge into who you really are. How can that not be? You know. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in as always. I can feel people around the planet. I can feel this beautiful energy. It's very uplifting. It's very rewarding. It's been a pleasure. It always is. And I very much look forward to seeing you face to face in the months, weeks, months ahead. So this is not hasta la vista, which means goodbye, but hasta luego, which means, I believe, see you soon. Namaste. See you soon.